At the Heart of the Arts, I'm Sterling Biaf. Pianist Alwa Dodgen Pratt is in the Valley this week as part of the Classical Music Inside Out series at the Mesa Arts Center. Pratt received 3 degrees from the Peabody Conservatory, piano, violin, and conducting. He won the Naumburg competition for piano and received the Avery Fisher Career Prize. This recital will feature Beethoven, Brahms, Lyra Auerbach, and César Franck. I sat down with Alwa Dodgen Pratt yesterday after his long flight from home in Cincinnati. Welcome back to the Valley.
Thank you very much.
You know, I want to start with this. I wanted to know, since I first saw your name years ago now, tell me about your name, Alwa Dodgen.
My father was from Sierra Leone, and I was named for one of his best friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're growing up in Pittsburgh. You're pretty young when you left, I guess, weren't you?
Yeah, I left when I was 3 there.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't stop me from being an ardent Steelers fan in Cincinnati, but I left Pittsburgh when I was 3. So I grew up in Illinois.
So in Illinois, what was your introduction to music?
My parents listened to classical music pretty much exclusively, as far as I can recall, and I liked it, and so I got piano lessons. That's kind of how it worked.
Now, at what point did you pick up a violin?
When I was 9.
Okay.
So I had piano lessons for a year and a half or something, and then our family moved to Brazil for a year, and so then there was nothing, and then I started again when I was 8, and then violin in the public schools in 4th grade when I was 9.
In the public schools?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a thing.
You're old enough to be able to say that. Yeah.
It was a thing, yeah.
When you get to conservatory, as when I'm reading your bio, you're the first person to graduate with 3 diplomas.
Yeah.
When did you know, this is what I want to do? I mean, not piano yet, obviously.
Yeah.
But music.
I think my parents kind of put it to me this way, like to think about what endeavor I had to have in my life. And as I was thinking about it, I realized if there was a day where I didn't write or play tennis or whatever it may have been, that I would have been fine. But if there was a day where I wasn't engaged with music, that I wouldn't have been fine. So that's what guided that decision.
So the Naumburg competition,
you
win that.
Yeah.
You wake up the next day, what happened?
Well, it was a big deal. The results were like in the evening or something, and then the next day I went into the Naumburg offices. The competition was in May. My first concert was end of June in Interlaken.
As a result of the competition?
As a result, yeah. I had nothing before.
I
had student recitals. That's what I had.
I'm trying to do the math. You're 51, right?
52. Yeah, I was 26.
Okay. That's a meteoric change. I mean, 26, you're not a kid, but man.
Yeah, but no, it was a big deal.
Yeah. When did you get the Avery Fisher career?
Grant, that was 94.
Okay.
Yeah.
Life changed big time.
Yeah. That was huge.
So when you're putting this recital, I have to admit ignorance because I'm not sure the repertoire you're playing. What I see is Beethoven, Brahms, Auerbach, and Franck.
That's right.
Okay. Lyra Auerbach?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
What are you playing?
Chorale, fugue, and postlude. And I encountered her first probably about, I keep wanting to say 10 years ago, and it's getting to be more every time I say it. Oh, wait, that was 15 years ago.
I feel your pain.
Yeah. But I played a piece that I think was for a piano trio and soprano. And she was there. And
Auerbach herself.
Yeah. She was a featured composer at the festival. I hadn't known at the time that she was a pianist. And so she said, yeah, she's a pianist. She's written a lot of piano music. And so I got a bunch of scores. And then this piece kind of has, it's in sort of nominally in B minor, which is the key of the Franck Prelude Chorale Fugue. And
so you play it before the Franck?
Yeah.
Conclude the concert with the Franck?
Right.
When I think of Franck, I think about architecture, just the way things are constructed.
Yeah.
When one of the things people don't understand about Brahms is because Brahms can have what sounds like an easy piece, certainly not a lot of it, but there are those things. but it's always gnarly.
You've got to, you know, your fingers are knuckle busting all over this, blah, 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 blah. The hardest phrase is one that has these three notes that, you know, take 10 seconds to play. Like, that's where you're spending most of your time trying to understand the finger.
And a lot of it's, how do you get to those three notes?
Well, there too. Yeah, right.
Thanks so much for this.
It's my pleasure. It's great.
Wonderful to get a chance to talk. And now we know where the name comes from.
Now we know. Yeah, now your big question's been answered.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
All But Dodge and Pratt appears tomorrow evening at 7:30 at the Mesa Arts Center. For tickets and information, go to mesaartscenter.com. At the heart of the arts in the Valley of the Sun, I'm Sterling BF for KBOX.